I know you love this as much as I do whenever I come here and try to figure out what the hell, what's going on with all of our equipment, which is what's going on right now. And I have to hold the end of the microphone right now. So that's great fun. That was Bay City Rollers. Because that's what we have on record. And if I can get you to hear the CD here, I have found some CDs here in the station that I'm going to play. Because, oh, by the way, my computer's not working, which is usually how I play my music. And it just is dark right now. So this is some Bad Liquor Pond. We're going to be enjoying some new tunes today. New tunes in a new way. Bad Liquor Pond, Kill Radio, Frequency and Phrenology.
Of the trees, touch your pretty gills.
try not to move the microphone. And I'm going to try to go back and forth with the CD player and the record player. And if you want to call me, you can. I don't know if I can answer the phone right now. It's 213-252-0998. You are listening to Kill Radio, Frequency and Phrenology in a never-ending battle with technology. It's always so much fun. Keep on listening and learning.
Across the page. eat to laugh, and when the sun is out, I've got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down. Burns my feet as they touch the ground. Shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good. She knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Okay, surprises all the time. So that was the Beatles, of course, Good Day Sunshine. And then before that was some Frampton, Baby, I Love the Way Every Day You Say Whatever You Say. You know, I just want to say that my friends Jason and Lisa just had their baby Maya. And kudos to all the young ladies that push out little babies, because, wow, what a load of work that is. You know what I'm saying? So all you moms out there that actually pushed a little one out, good for you. Good for you. Of course, that's why we have Mama's Day. Mother's Day, which was, what, about a month and a half ago? Something like that. Anyway, you know, just really tough work, and it's so wonderful. And then when your friend does it, you're just like, wow, that is so super cool. So I'm just so glad that they're doing well, and Maya's such a sweet little thing, and I hope everything continues to go just wonderfully for them. So I kind of sort of played that, you know, Baby, I Love the Way, blah, blah, blah song, because I was going to come in with my computer today and play all these songs with Baby and Woman, and my computer didn't work. So that's a big, huge bummer. So, but, you know, hey, then I have fun with whatever's here, right? Because you roll with the punches. That's how it happens. That's how we roll here at Kill Radio. You know what I'm saying? So Nick is down there at the Contra Minuteman protest, which, hey, I didn't even know about till now. And that sounded like it was at Hollywood and Vine. And then there's the South Central Farm stuff that's always going on, and there's stuff tomorrow, the farmer's market down there, and that's at 41st in Alameda in that area. And the Lotus Festival is going on today in Echo Park. There's going to be fireworks there tonight about 9. And there's a mini... Well, actually, I shouldn't say anything about that. Okay. And there's lots of plays and shows. And, you know, we're in L.A. Come on. What do you expect? There's lots of stuff always going on. So if you have stuff you want me to announce, give me a call, 213-252-0998. Otherwise, I'll just keep announcing what I find on my email, which if I have enough time to work it in, I will. Okay. Hope you guys are doing well. I don't know what we're about to play, but we're going to hear something that's on a CD.
Peace. One dead man, only vomit, just never despair. Never mention, never contact. sister? Am I not a brother to you? And one deserving of affection. And is our purpose not the same on this earth? To love and follow his direction.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking
raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp-apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright purple petals and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp-apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few.
Okay, so you know, you try the records and they're a little old and they've got some pops and bumps and whatnot. That's okay, we can handle that, right? Oh, hey, look at the pops and bumps in the microphone. So that was a little Sound of Music for you. I'm sure you enjoyed that. That before it died, I think that was Mary Martin singing the part of Maria. And oh goodness, we're just going all over the place here. Okay, and then there's the phone. Hey, thanks for calling. You are listening to Kill Radio, Frequency and Phrenology. Let's see if we can get on one more little song for you here.
Yeah,
this for you.
Like 300, 500. 300.
300, 500, something like that?
Yeah, Flamingo.
There's maybe like 30 Minutemen, and there's like 200 of us over here. There's people from putting up bombs. You could hear the chanting going on. Saying, hey, hey, go home. The Minutemen, go home. Anyways, in solidarity here with the people here. You want to say anything live on Kill Radio? You want to say anything live on Kill Radio?
The Minutemen are scared to leave their post. They're behind a fence with a bunch of cars.
Why are the Minutemen there?
And there's a bunch of cops, but they're guarding the Minutemen. What's up with that? And then all the media's here, all the, like, Channel 7 and 11, but all the free media's here, but we have the queer media.
So we have some radio people out here testing. What's going on?
I got a call from one radio person out there.
Great.
Cool. So why is the Minutemen even there?
I have no idea. The homeless rights activist, he used to be a homeless rights activist. Ted Hayes is here, and he's been trying to get a lot of gangbangers to join the Minutemen, and a few of them are here. So I don't know what they're trying to do, maybe show off.
So it's kind of like a recruitment thing? They're trying to recruit other people to be Minutemen?
Probably. They're right here in the middle of Hollywood. I don't know exactly why, but there's a strong anti-force here, but they're still holding up their flags, and occasionally some patients come out of the from behind the gate, and with a couple other people try and speak, but
so is there an attempted endpoint to this thing? Are we trying to get the Minutemen like out of LA or just to stop happening? Yeah,
people seem to be shouting to get the, but earlier they were shouting to get the Minutemen out of LA.
Yeah.
Not in our city.
Right.
Racists go home. A lot of these Minutemen aren't from LA. They've driven here. That's why they're parked behind the fence.
Uh-huh.
They're from other suburbs around LA or even farther away.
Are they posted in LA? Do they have like posts where they protect some border here, or they go only down to the Mexican border? Do you know?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you know exactly what the Minutemen would do in L.A.? Like, do they have a job here? Are they trying to, like, actually do something with immigration here in L.A.?
Well, the past few times that they've come to L.A., I think mostly it's just been with the support of Ted Hayes. I think Ted Hayes is the one that's been trying to get them over to L.A., because most of the time they've been here, he's been here also with, I forgot what the group of gangbangers, the Buffalo Soldiers, yeah, that's what he's calling them, the group of gangbangers that he's trying to recruit from various parts of L.A., like Compton and South Central, and to join the Minutemen, so I don't know if he's trying to show a display of force.
Wow.
In L.A.?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, well,
just that if you feel like heading out, if you like having fun at a protest or something, just feel like some emotions out. We're over on Hollywood and Argyle, and check us out on the news. If you feel like you might want to see what the corporate media is portraying this as, Channel 7 is here, Channel 2, Fox, Channel 9, and just keep listening to Kill Radio.
All right. Hey, I think you heard some of that. It might not have been too distorted, but that was more actual live reporting from the anti-Minutemen protest. Sounds pretty live over there, eh? So if you want to go down there, those people were calling from Hollywood and Argyle. And it sounds like there was a lot of action there. They estimated 300 to 500 people are there. And I guess we have a little confusion as to exactly what the Minutemen are doing here in L.A., but it sounds like maybe they're doing some recruitment so they can get more of their own people. And these are the people who, are standing on the Mexican-American border I believe, still on their own volition. They are not part of the federal government. They are not hired out. They're actually volunteer kind of, you know, Buffalo soldiers, I guess is the term she used. And they're just doing it on their own because they want to, you know, these are people who really want to keep, I guess, Mexicans really out of America. So at least by coming across the border illegally or whatever you want to call it, you know, when they're not coming through with the right papers and stuff. So if you don't really agree with all that and you want to get down there to the protest, you can get down to Hollywood and Argyle, Hollywood and Vine area. There's a subway stop there. I doubt that it would be very fun to try to drive there, but if you want to try to do that, you could too. Otherwise, you are still listening to Frequency and Phrenology. You are also listening to killradio.org on your internet dial. And we do thank you so much. And Lil from Mea Culpa thanked you as well. There was Umberto from Consin. And you heard from Nick earlier on from Media Mammal. Ah, every time I move the microphone. So all of them have shows on Kill Radio. And it's a great variety of shows. You can keep on listening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Let's see what else we have in the musical coffer. Now, I think it's some Polaris Mine. Kill Radio.
Davis song.
It's the heart afraid of
unemployment rising fast. And the band played on. And the band played on. And the band played on. And the band played Eve of Destruction, tax deduction, same specters and collectors. Solid gold in demand, population out of hand, suicide to the hill, everyone moving to the hills, people all over the world are dying in the war.
Kill Radio listeners, yeah, thanks for hanging with me today. Sorry it's been such an interesting, well, you know, plate of spaghetti, shall we say. You might recognize that Love and Rockets and Husker Du, and we've had some Sirens, some Bette Midler, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan. I know we had some Frampton earlier. Jeez, I can't remember all the stuff we played, and I didn't write it down because I'm too busy trying to make sure it all plays. But anyways, you know where you are, killradio.org. Thank you so much, Frequency and Phrenology, with, of course, Dr. G. Dr. Groovy, that is. Do you want to hear some Kiss? I thought maybe you did, so I thought I'd put on some Detroit Rock City for you. So here it comes.
Saturday night. 9 o'clock, radio. want to be free to do what we want to do. We want to be free to ride. We want to be free to ride our machines without being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
if those two songs don't make you want to play drums, I don't know what two songs would make you want to. Two of the best drum sets on the face of the planet. Mudhoney, In and Out of Grace, Flange on the drums. That's why it sounded so rockin'. And of course, the John Bonham himself. What a lovely set of drums. So Frequency and Phrenology is going to be tuning out pretty soon. I'm going to run to the store and get some stuff for my new little kitty. I have a new little kitty. She's a female kitty, so what do you think I should name her? I don't have a name for her, so I got to figure something out. I don't know if there's... I wanted to tell you about a couple of things. Lightning in a Bottle is happening next weekend. It's being put on by the Do Lab. And it's going to be up north of Santa Barbara. So if you want to check that out, I believe you can go to lightninginabottle.com. And there are still some pre-sale tickets available if you want to check that out. Other things going on. Oh, keep in mind. This might. Hello? Keep in mind that the Who Killed the Electric Car movie is still going on. Done by some people in the community. And the phone's ringing. Phone's messed up, so I'm just going to answer the phone. Making the attempt. Bah.
At the demonstration, anti-Minuteman demonstration on the corner of Argyle and Hollywood Boulevard, directly in front of the metro station. And the police, the riot police with their helmets and their batons, they started beating up some of the demonstrators right now.
Why are they beating up? Are they doing something?
They were just protesting, yelling, whatever, but they're beating somebody across the street. Oh, shit, this is bad. Anyways, I just want to...
Did the police try to give them a warning and tell them to stop?
No warning at all. Right now they're arresting somebody right in front of the plantation theater. Look at this. They're just... Oh, my God. This is messed up.
Well, I want you
a lot of people are around, but
it's
people are...
It's for you to be safe, though. You need to get out of the way, though.
Hold on. You want to come in with this topic to the radio?
Yes. We were standing here demonstrating peacefully, and the police pointed to each other. And they said on the count of five, and then they counted down to five, and then they surrounded us like cow. And then they started pushing people that were standing on the sidewalk off. And when they couldn't move fast enough, they got them down on the ground, and they started whooping them and hitting anybody that was standing near the sidewalk with a billy club. Right now, they're across the street tackling a woman, tackling a man to the ground, and beating them right in front of every single person here. People are crying and upset, and the police are here to push people around and try to... Watch this protest because they don't
want to
hear it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. You just heard it, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Well, you guys try to stay safe, okay? Are there ambulances on the way? You hear ambulances?
Yeah,
ambulances?
Not yet.
No?
We have somebody call the police on the police right now.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really messed up. I'm also here with some of the Kill Radio people, you know.
Uh-huh.
And but what just happened was really inhumane.
Yeah.
You call the police on the police right now. You guys want to say anything? I have Kill Radio.
It's pretty fucked up what's going on right now. We have all the Minutemen out on the sidewalk. We were on the sidewalk with an anti-Minutemen protest, just got on the sidewalk a little bit. Whole row of officers came over, beat people up onto the sidewalk. that there are at least, I think, 4 or 5 6 people that got hit in some way. People were on the floor, they were being taken by the cars by the police. Now there's more of them. They're trying to keep them on the sidewalk while the Minutemen are walking wherever they feel like walking. It looks like, who cares? It's pretty outrageous.
Thanks, Katrina.
Sure. You guys stay safe, okay?
All right.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Kill Radio. So you heard another on-site report from the unfortunate happenings at the anti-Minutemen protest that's going on Hollywood Boulevard right now. And I'm sure that the powers that be want to keep that very under control because it's a very heavy tourist area and they don't want anything to be construed as the fact that they can't keep things under control. So unfortunately, it's gotten violent and some people are getting hurt. Hate hearing that. It's such a sucky situation, but you know, it's like it's almost like you knew it was gonna happen, you know? When you hear this kind of protest going on, it's like unfortunately these kinds of things just don't seem to be able to end peacefully. So that really sucks, and I hope those people are staying safe and everybody we know is hopefully unharmed, but I know that they're doing what they feel is right. So kudos to you guys, and I hope everyone will stay out of harm's way. Killradio.org giving you the local news and on-spot reporting as we have our shows. You've been listening to Frequency and Phrenology with me, Dr. Groovy, and all of the records and CDs that I could pull off the shelves of this little studio. That's right. Didn't have any of my own music today, but I tell you what, it worked out A-OK. Thanks very much for tuning in. And keep on listening. Lots of great shows on our station. Go to our website. You can donate a little if you want to. But otherwise, just please enjoy it. And keep on listening. Kill Radio. Hey, do it on your own. DIY. You know what I'm saying? Dr. G, out for today.